My name is Feha. I'm from Iraq. And today I'll be your guide to my world through this fantastic museum.
Feha Abdul Wahab's world was turned upside down by Saddam Hussein's regime.
Are you ready to accompany me?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Follow me, please. When you hear the word Iraq, what comes to your mind? War. Dictatorship, maybe, war, oil, and ancient civilization as well.
So first stop, the Islamic Gallery, where a flowing gown preserved behind glass brings back happy memories.
I remember my mother wearing one like this. It was very bright and colorful, like the colors of my dream. She used to wear it when we've got celebration or a tea party.
A teacup and spoon for an instrument, she then sings a traditional mournful love song.
You see that Iraqi songs and Iraqi music is very sad, full of grief.
On now to an ancient marble ram.
It reminds me of a special lion. It is a Babylonian lion. Our leader, Saddam Hussein, inscribed his name on the ruins just to be immortal. And then the Americans came. They did a substantial damage to the ruins by building their base there.
Feha used to picnic at Babylon with friends.
I used to love traveling, but not anymore. Some people travel for business. Some people travel for holidays and fun. But refugees travel for their lives. They want to survive. I left my country illegally on the back of a horse. I was so frightened to death. I left everything there. My dreams, my memories, my family, my mother, even the warmth.
It's not until we reach the statue of a twisted torso that Feha explains why she fled. She'd refused to sign a declaration of loyalty to Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party. For that, she says, she was dragged out of the school where she taught in front of her students and taken away to be tortured.
They hung me from my feet and they started to kick me as well. Whenever I faint, they throw cold water on me just to make me awake again and then started to torture me again.
Depression followed her escape from Iraq and years of wandering from country to country before the UK accepted her as a refugee. But she says that the way people react to her tour sweetens the bitterness in her soul.
Very moving.
You've got tears in your eyes.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Very, very moved. Very inspired by her courage and her pain, really.
This is my story. And thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.